本来我预备今天上台第一件事情就是请大家起立，为着最近发生的这些事情祷告。
I was actually planning that the first thing I'm gonna do after get on the pulpit is to pray for all these events.
我们非常谢谢威廉跟 Worship Team， 他们已经主动的带领我们大家为着最近这些受伤的还有这些特殊的事件祷告。
We thank William and the worship team that to lead us to pray for the events and those who are suffering.
就我们平常这样子的问候弟兄姊妹们平安不是客套话哈。
So actually our greetings to each other normally is not just a ritual.
我们不能够把这样子的平安当作理所当然的。
We should not take our peace for granted.
而且我们基督徒的问安更是特别，因为主把他的平安赐给了我们。
And when we greet each other with peace, this is very special because our Lord has given us His peace.
圣经上主耶稣早就告诉我们，在这个地上是有苦难的。
Because already in the scriptures, the Lord has told us.
但是在他里面，我们却有这个世界不能给也不能夺去的平安。
But yet in Him, there's a peace that the world cannot give or cannot take away.
你看，短短的时间里面就可以发生这么多事情在我们眼前。
In such a short time, so many things can happen right before our eyes.
你说波士顿的爆炸案，它可以发生在美国任何地方，可以发生在你我的周围。
The explosion in Boston can happen anywhere, even around us.
它可以发生在你去的超市，可以发生在你去搭的车子上，都可能发生的。
It could happen to the supermarket you're going to or the bus you're riding on.
你看德州肥料厂的爆炸，几十个人说死就死了啊。
And also the explosion in Texas, the fertilization factory.So many people died.
现在在中国，在亚洲又开始了这个 H7N9 的这个禽流感，弄得人心惶惶的。
And also the bird flu that is happening in China and Asia, that's scary to everyone.
你看病例100多个，就已经有将近20个人死掉。好，那个死亡率是很高的。
So 20 out of more than 100 cases already died. So the fatality rate is so high.
然后前天又发生了这样子的地震，五年前刚发生过，我们就会认为可能起码未来的二三十年应该不发生了。
And then the earthquake 2 days ago, we would think that maybe in the future 20 or 30 years, it will not happen again, but it happened.
但是又是发生这么强烈的。
And then such a great earthquake.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上告诉我们，整个世界伏在恶者的手下。
The Bible tells us that entire world is lying under the hands of the evil one.
盗贼他只有一个目的，就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the thief, the devil only has one purpose, is to destroy, kill, and steal.
他可以用大自然，他可以用疾病，他可以用人心的仇恨，他可以用罪恶，用各样的方法在这里破坏。
It could be the natural calamity, disasters, or sin, or crimes, or anything to destroy us.
所以我们真的在主的面前要带着感恩的心，也带着敬畏的心度我们在世寄居的日子。
Therefore, we ought to live our pilgrimage lives with a fearful and respectful life.
所以先知呼吁我们说，你要预备好迎接你的神。
Because the Lord is calling us to be ready to meet our God.
所以我们一方面我们祷告求神，真是安慰这些在灾难底下受苦受难的家人朋友们。
Yes, on one hand, we should pray for the Lord to comfort those family and friends of those suffered and wounded.
我们也为各地的这些领导人，不管中国、美国、世界各地，都希望他们有智慧，能够敬畏，能够把国家带得更好。
We also want to pray for the leaders of nations, whether it's America or China, that they will gain wisdom and to lead their country on the right path.
但是我们更要呼吁神的儿女们，教会要起来祷告。
We also ought to call on the children of God to rise up and pray.
为这个世代求祝福。
And pray for the blessing of this generation.
让我们也真正成为祝福。
And also, we will become a blessing.
能够把耶稣基督的救恩带给所有有需要的人。
That we can bring the salvation of Jesus Christ to those who are in need.
在我们所面对所有的黑暗的局面里面，我们为他们点起一盏灯来。
While facing the dark world, we ought to light up the lamp for them.
让基督的光能够照耀全地。
So the light of Jesus can shine all over the earth.
那我今天继续要讲约书亚，这些人是谁的第五讲，讲约书亚。
Today I'm coming to the fifth message of who are these people.
那我上次故意先讲加勒。
So I purposely spoke about Caleb first.
他们两个用我们江湖话来说真的是难兄难弟。
Because they were like buddies.
啊，两个属灵同伴带领神的儿女们出埃及，经过旷野进迦南。
Because they were spiritual companions to each other, and together they led the Israelites out of the wilderness and into Canaan.
你从来没有看见他们两个中间有任何的冲突。
You've never seen conflicts between themselves.
然后你看见圣经的记载，他们都是这样子全力的为着神家，为着神的百姓。
And the Bible tells us that they are always full-heartedly.Work for the Lord and the God's people.
那就着有名来说，约书亚有名多了。
As regarding to fame, of course, Joshua is much more famous.
就着他所得的地位，在神儿女们中间的分量，那约书亚比加勒大多了。
And also his standing position and authority, of course, he has much more than Caleb.
但是我上次讲加勒的时候，我非常高兴，我得到了很多正面的回响。大家都说，原来加勒这么好。
I'm so glad that after I spoke about Caleb, I got a lot of positive feedback.Everyone was surprised how good and wonderful Caleb was.
好像圣经里面被人忽略掉了哈，被人没有注意到的一个人。我的儿子说，我原来以为加勒只是 another spy 而已。
He was a much underrated and neglected figure in the Bible. My son told me, I thought he was just one of the spies.
对不起，不是他说的，他说他们 Thomas 聚会说的。
Actually, it was not my son, but someone from Thomas' group.
他不光是 another spy, 他是一个 very special spy.
He was not just another spy, he was a very special spy.
他把得胜的信心带回来，而且他自己活出这个信心来。
Because he brought back the victorious faith and then he lived out this faith.
所以他们两个都是旷野中的得胜者。
Because they were the overcomers in the wilderness.
他们两个都是属天道路的先锋。
And they were pioneers in this pilgrim way.
尤其在两件很重要的事情上。
Especially with two things.
一件事情上就是在实现神的旨意。
The first is to fulfill God's will.
一件事情上就是在承受神的应许。
And to inherit God's promise.
他在这两件事情上，他们两个都是属天道路的先锋。
On these two matters, they were pioneers of this heavenly way.
对神的旨意，他们从来就是顺服，从来不妥协。
They always obey, never compromise with regarding to God's will.
那么对着神所给的应许，他们就带领着神的百姓来起来承受迦南。
With regarding to God's promise, they rose up and lead God's people to inherit the land.
如果你要在这两件事里外再加一件的话，那就是他们对着仇敌，他们从来不妥协的。
On top of these two is that they never compromise when facing the enemies.
他们过五关斩六将，把一切拦阻神旨意成就、一切拦阻神应许实现的，他们通通都除掉。
They went through all kinds of hurdles and remove all obstacles that will hinder God's will from being fulfilled.
他们从一开始出来的时候就碰到亚玛利人，不准他们往前去啊。
From the very beginning of their journey, they encountered Amalekites that would stop them from going forward.
你就发现约书亚起来跟亚玛利人征战。
And Joshua rose up and then fight for with the Amalekites.
一直打到日头平息，把亚玛利王都杀了。
He fought all the way until sunset.And then killed a king.
你们想要拦阻我们在神的旨意中往前？
How dare you that you want to stop me from fulfilling God's will?
你看我还没讲他就讲了 ，How dare you？ 哈，你居然敢拦阻我来承受神的应许
？How dare you that you are to obstacle stop me from inheriting God's promise？
连门都没有，他起来征战了。
No way, there's no way.
把整个亚玛利人的名号要从天下除去。
So they pretty much wipe out the entire name of Amalekites.
就这边我这样讲，你们觉得很简单
？Well, it might sound easy to us now.
那就问问看自己。
But let us ask ourselves.
到底我们在神的旨意中往前？到底我们在承受的应许上，我们要来实现神的应许？有没有被拦阻下来
？Are we being stopped from fulfilling God's will or inheriting God's promise？
有没有
？Are we being stopped？
对不对？很多时候信主三十年了，还在立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
Sometimes we've been Christians for 30 years and we're still struggling the things。
弟兄姊妹，他们两个在实现神的旨意，不是在这个对实现神的旨意，在承受神的应许上，他们从来不妥协。
But these two people, Joshua and Caleb, they never compromise with regarding to fulfilling God's will and inheriting God's promise.
所以不光一开始的亚玛利人挡不住他们。
Not only that, the Amalekites were not able to stop them.
旷野的荒凉、道路的艰难，甚至百姓们的软弱。得罪神，通通都不能叫他们妥协。
And the desolation in the wilderness and the difficulties on the way, even the weaknesses of God's people cannot make them compromise.
到最后，他们进到迦南，迦南七族那么凶悍的七族，全部都在他们的成为他们手下败将。
And even after they enter into Canaan, all the seven tribes of Canaanites were all defeated by them.
所以我们今天来看约书亚。
So today we're going to look at Joshua.
约书亚他心中有圣灵，这是圣经神对他的评价。
So the Bible commented that Joshua was a man with the spirit within.
而且从他一生所活的、所讲的，他是一个充满了信心的一个大能的勇士。
All of his life, he was a great man, mighty man full of faith.
我为什么要用杰出的领袖 instead of 用大能的勇士？
Why didn't I say a mighty warrior instead? I said distinguished leader.
因为大能的勇士是他的生命里面的情形。
Because a mighty man is his condition, his life condition.
但是就着他在整个神家里面所扮演的角色所带来的影响，他的确是一个杰出的领袖。
But with regarding to the roles he played and also the impact, he was a distinguished leader.
我讲过很多次了。
Many times I've spoken about it.
教会蒙福的度量。
The capacity of a church being blessed.
教会在神手中的功用。
And the usefulness of a church.
就受教会领袖的素质所影响。
It's greatly impacted by the quality of church leader.
任何一个属灵的领袖。
Any spiritual leader.
教会的也好。
Whether it's a church.
小组的、服事团队的或是家庭的。
Or even a small group, service group or a family.
它都影响了他所服侍的这个团体里面，他们在主面前蒙福的度量，跟这个承受应许、实现神旨意的，在神手中的功用。
And this leader greatly impact the capacity of the his spheres of influence being blessed or to fulfill God's will or inherit God's promise.
所以，我们每一个弟兄哈，在家里面不要光只是说我是一家之主，要真正当一家之主哈。
So brothers, do not call yourself the master or the lord of the house in vain. Be the leader.
小组长不要只是小组长哈 ，service group leader 也不是只是 service group 的 leader.
And the leaders in a small group.Or the service group, don't just be a leader.
我们一定要给神家带来真正的祝福。
We have to bring true blessings to God's house.
我们一定要提升我们所在的家、所在的小组、所在的教会在神手中的功用。
We have to elevate the usefulness among the sphere of our influence.
那加勒跟约书亚都是非常杰出的领袖啊。
And both Joshua and Caleb were outstanding leaders.
那我们一辈子只活一次。
We only live our life once.
那为什么有这么多的人活得这么成功，这么有价值？
But why some people live such a successful and worthy life?
我们也只活这么一次。
And we too live our life only once.
那我们不需要在外面上去跟他们相比啊。
We don't have to compare them with them outwardly.
但是我们一定要在神所量给我们的范围，所能影响的范围，我们里面有没有活出我们该活出的？
But do we live out what we ought to within the sphere of our influence?
所以爱因斯坦说，不要去羡慕做一个成功的人。
Einstein once said that don't long to be a successful person.
因为每一个人对成功的定义都不一样。
Because everyone has different definition for success.
要羡慕做一个有价值的人。
But admire to be someone of value.
一个有价值的人，就是他能够叫别人从他的身上得到属灵的祝福，别人能够借着他增加了属灵的价值，增加了他在神手中的功用。
So it is to be someone so that you can influence others to increase their usefulness in God's hands and also increase their value.
所以戴季中形容他的父亲的时候，他说：“我父亲这一生啊，就是要 make a difference 啊，要给人带来不同。”
Pastor James Taylor described his father that his father was a person that would make a difference to others.
我们到底能不能对我们旁边的人带来不同
？Can we make our the people around us different?
啊，这句话讲的实在不好，我们一定会给人家带来不同，只是有正反就是了。
Of course, we have influence to others, but there's positive ones and negative ones.
人家本来高高兴兴，被你搞得这个泪痕满面。
The person could be very happy, and then you make them sad and cry.
本来聚会好好的，你一来大家都完了。
Or maybe the meeting was very good, and after you joined, the meeting became very bad.
但是我们希望我们不是这个样子，对不对
？But we hope that we don't just bring a negative influence.
我们疲倦得不得了，累得。不得了，来到神家，擘饼聚会，唱诗，信息把我们提起来了。
That hopefully that when we come to God's house exhausted through the messages and breaking of bread, we can be lifted up.
希望我们都能够成为这样子的人。
Hopefully we can all become people like
that. 所以我们这一段讲这个这些人到底是谁在弄在礼拜五的聚会。
So as we are going through this series, who are these people? And then also we're going to discuss on Friday night.
我昨天听到有一个人说他们小组里面觉得不好交不容易交通，但是我其他听到的都是正面的。
Yesterday I heard a feedback from one small group that is kind of hard to discuss, but other groups all gave me positive feedback.
那我只是希望提醒大家，这个不是圣经补习班，你们礼拜五不要去钻研太多圣经道理，重在我们心得的分享，重在我们怎么样真正具体的能够带来影响力，带来属灵的影响力。
And I hope I want to remind everyone that our purpose for Friday night discussion is not to go very deep into the Bible, but to bring out the applications so that our life can be influenced and changed.
我们从这些人身上的这个最重要的点，最大的特点，看见他们跟神的关系，我们该有的学习。
So that we can learn from these Bible characters.About their characteristics and also their relationship with God.
然后我们怎么样子带到我们的生活，然后很具体的能够成为别人的祝福。
And how we can apply these principles to our daily life, and we too can become blessings to others.
好，我们现在来看约书亚。
Now let's look at Joshua.
我们一起先来读今天的背诵经文。
Let's read the memory verse together.
哥林多前书十六章十三节到十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 16 verses 13 and 14.
你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。好，我们再念一次。
Let's read again.
你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。所以那个姊妹们不要以为这节经文跟你没关。英文是说你们要 be brave, 要勇敢，不是说一定要大丈夫。
Okay, so the verse says be brave, it did not just say be a man. So this applies to sisters as well.
神家需要许多人起来对仇敌勇敢的人。
So God's house needs a lot of people to be strong toward enemies.
能够为神家站立的稳，能够刚强。
That we can stand up firm and be strong and brave for God's house.
好，我们现在来看约书亚。
Now let's look at Joshua.
刚才我说过他是一个杰出的领袖。
He was an outstanding leader, as I said.
那今天世界上的人很多的观念都是领袖，领袖就是权力，权力，权力。
But nowadays the world views leaders as having authorities.
他们想尽办法要得到更多的 power, 更多的 authority, 更多的权柄。
So people try very hard to gain more power and authority.
那在神家正好相反。
But then in God's house is totally opposite.
主耶稣给我们立的最好的榜样跟教训就是你们中间为首的必须要做众人的仆人。
The Lord Jesus has given us the best example and teaching that those who, of you who want to be first ought to be the servant of all.
所以神家的领袖不光只是要从仆人学习起做起。
So in God's house, not only that leaders ought to learn from being a servant first,
而是要终身带着仆人的心态。
But all of their lives, they ought to have the servant heart.
甚至越服侍主，我们里面越会真实的从里面出来说，主，我是个无用的仆人。
So the more we serve God, the more we can say from the bottom of our heart that we are useless servants.
所以有人说 true leadership is based on solid discipleship, 就是真实的领导，真实的领袖一定是从很扎实的门徒训练出来的。
Therefore, it is said that true leadership comes from the solid discipleship.
你没有学会当仆人，没有学会顺服，你就不可能成为一个好的领袖。
Without being obedient and being a good servant, you cannot be a good leader.
但是我刚才所讲的不止这个。
But then this is not just all. This is not all.
不是有一天你门徒当完了，你可以当老师了，你可以当领袖了，你就不要当仆人了。
I'm not saying that once you finish, you graduate from servanthood, then you can become leader. You no longer have to be servant anymore.
仆人的地位、仆人的心态、仆人的灵，是永远服侍主的人一生。
So a servant of God should have this spirit of a servant and the position and mentality of servant all his life.
我在回想的时候，我觉得很有意思。你看我们教会连续几届的这个整洁组扫厕所的不是公司的老板，就是军官，就是这个医生就是现在公司董事长或 whatever 我们都是这些你在地上都有位置的，就是把你放到厕所去
As I review, I feel very marvel that at our church, the leaders of the cleaning team are always like CEOs or doctors or people who have outstanding achievements in the world. But at church, they're the leader of the cleaning team.
但是我必须跟你们讲哈，没有一个是故意把他们排去的哈，他们是真心愿意去的。
Let me tell you that we did not purposely position them in that way, but they all voluntarily joined the service.
你从来没有看到人存在扫厕所的时候，一面唱十字架的道路要牺牲啊什么的哈。
You never see Dr. Huang when he was cleaning the toilets. He would sing that, oh, this is the way of the cross, and I.Need to sacrifice.
你有没有看到这个国豪啦、高强啦，在那边一面洗地，一面流泪的？没有。
Or you never see Brother Robin or 高强 that whenever they mop the floors, they weeping and tears.
弟兄姊妹，这是美丽的生命哈。我们所有领袖美好的品格，都是从最平凡、最低微的地方开始的。
Because all the beautiful characteristics of a leader all start from these basic.And lowly things.
所以你就发现，当约书亚能够成为一个杰出领袖之前，他至少40年在摩西的旁边。圣经上说是摩西的帮手。
So for 40 years, before Joshua became a leader, for 40 years he was a servant, an aide, assistant for Moses.
你注意看圣经上是摩西的 servant.
The Bible says he was Moses' servant.
在圣经上很有名的几个所谓的传承哈，师父带门徒的例子。
There are many good examples in the Bible about passing inheritance from a master to an apprentice.
你看见新约是保罗带提摩太，对不对？
Just like in the New Testament, Paul led Timothy.
提摩太就是忠心跟着保罗各处跑。
And Timothy faithfully followed.Paul everywhere.
保罗叫他做什么就做什么，你来把我的外衣带来，把我的书卷带来，他就是做。
He did whatever Paul commanded him, he would bring his coat and do whatever, bring the scroll.
那等一下我们要来看摩西跟约书亚，另外一个例子就是谁？
Another example,
以利亚跟以利沙。
It's Elijah and Elisha.
你们出信的人不会以为他们是双胞胎。
Please don't think they are twins.
就像有一个人为双胞胎祷告，神啊，你就像祝福以利亚跟以利沙一样，祝福这对双胞胎。
There was a person who once prayed over a pair of twins, and then he says, oh, bless these twins as you bless Elisha and Elijah.
你发现当以利亚在那里尽他的职事的时候
，When Elijah was fulfilling his ministry.
以利沙根本见不着他任何其他的记载，只记载他就是素来倒水在以利亚手上的那一位。
We do not see any recording about Elisha in the Bible except that he used to pour water over the hands of Elijah.
那是仆人做的事情。
And then that's something a servant was doing.
主人要吃饭了，主人要做事了，手一伸，他倒水。帮他洗，帮他擦，这是仆人做的事情。
When the master needs to do something or is about to eat, he would just extend his hands, and then the servant will pour water.
可是你发现，当以利亚一走了以后
，But you notice that once after Elijah passed away,
神不仅仅把感动以利亚的灵加倍的感动了以利沙。
After Elijah was taken up, not only that, the Lord double portionlyGiven Elisha the Spirit.
神透过以利沙这一生所行的神迹，正好是以利亚的 double， 比他师父还要明显。
So Elisha was able to perform double the number of miracles, than Elijah.
弟兄姊妹，神要使用一个人，神永远先让我们学习卑微，学习顺服，学习平凡。
Before God can use someone, He will always teach us the lesson of being, the lesson of obedience and humility and.
所以你看到，当神使用约书亚之前
，So before God used Joshua，
至少40年的时间，他是跟在摩西旁边当 servant， 当一个助手。
At least 40 years, he was following Moses as his assistant and servant.
等一下，我们读到第二段，你发现甚至神不直接对约书亚说话。等到摩西死了以后，神对约书亚说话。
And we will notice that before Moses died, God would never speak to Joshua directly.
甚至在约书亚记第三章第七节，神说：“从今日开始，我要使你在以色列人眼前尊大。”神有他的 timetable， 神有他的时间表的。
But in Joshua chapter 3 verse 7 said, after Moses passed away, then God says, from now on, today I'm going to begin to exalt you. So God has His timetable.
所以我希望我们中间所有爱主、服侍主的人，不管你是不是将来要献身做所谓的全时间传道人。
So I hope all of us who want to serve God, whether we will be full-time ministers or not.
我们一定要 在神的面前先从最基本的拳脚学起。
Let's learn the most fundamental and basic lessons.
那么约书亚圣经的记载，一方面他也是专心跟从耶和华。
And also Joshua, according to the Bible, followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
跟加勒一样，那 wholeheartedly 的 follow Jesus, 不是 follow God.
Just like Caleb, they both followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
我不晓得大家最近最专心的是什么。
I don't know what you have been focusing your heart on.
当你真正专心在一件事的时候，你所有的细胞、所有的接收器都跟它发生关系的。
When you focus all of your heart and attention on something, then you are very sensitive to such.
你脑筋想的、嘴巴讲的、做的事都跟这件事情绕着它。
What do you think, what do you say, and what do you do all surround such things?
我们不要讲太明显的例子，很多爸爸 都会 complain 说孩子生下来以后太太的注意力都不在我身上。
Many fathers complain that after they have babies, their wife's attention will all on the baby.
因为太太都专心照顾小家伙了。
Because the wife will wholeheartedly take care of the baby.
有一个先生因为工作很认真，有时候加班晚上回来，这个太太孩子都睡觉了。
There was a husband who works very hard. Oftentimes, when he comes home from work, his wife and child will be sleeping.
有一天，他又加班累得不得了，回家到了门口，发现钥匙没带。
One day, after he worked overtime, he came home and was already late, and he discovered he forgot his key.
太太孩子睡觉了，所以他按铃也没用，敲门也没用，跑到那个卧室旁边敲窗户，太太睡得熟熟的。
And then both his wife and his kid were sleeping already, and then they would not wake up even if he banged on the door or ring the bell.
后来他实在没办法。
So he ran out of ideas.
他突然想到一个 idea.
And all of a sudden he got an idea.
妈妈，我要上厕所。
He says, Mom, I need to go to the bathroom.
哇，他看到太太嘣一下就跳起来了。
And then his wife just got out of the bed right away.
心在孩子身上。
Because her heart was on the child.
弟兄们，哪一天被关在外面，你试试看哈。
So brothers, if you got locked outside, try this.
万一 work 的话，一杯珍珠奶茶就好了。
Well, if it works, you ought to treat me a pearl tea.
心都在他的身上。
Because her heart was on the child.
弟兄姊妹，加勒跟约书亚都是 wholeheartedly 在神的身上。
Both Joshua and Caleb were wholeheartedly on the Lord.
专心跟随神。
Follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
然后在人的面前，他就是摩西的助手。
But before men, they were assistants of Moses.
我们读到这个出埃及记，我这里的经文33章，那里讲到摩西在会幕盖好以前，他就出到营外一个很远的地方，他有一个自己的 tent。他单独去亲近神的地方。
So here is a verse listed in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, that before the tabernacle was built, Moses will go out of all of the camp because he has a special tent place where he will meet.
你发现，当他亲近神完了以后，他要回到百姓中间以后，就把约书亚留在那里守着那个 tent.
But then after he had fellowship with the Lord, he will go back.To the people, but he will leave Joshua in that tent.
哎，请问中间 Joshua， 你愿不愿意做这件事情
？Let me ask you, Joshua.
被 isolate， 被放在一个很远的地方，都没有人在那里，没有朋友，没有什么，没有很好吃的，你就是守着那个 tent 不离开。
Joshua, are you willing to be left alone in
that tent? 他马上摇头了，他还没翻译，他就摇头了。
Without having friends or good food to eat.
We need friends, 对不对？我们需要活在身体里面，我需要活在教会里面。居然被放到那么远，守着一个帐幕，他就是乖乖的守着。
We would say that we need to be with the body and with good food, but yet he was able to obey Moses and be left alone there.
你要称他是仆人的训练也好，你要称他是领袖的训练也好，这就是一个侍奉主的人该有的训练。
You may call it the training of a servant, or you may call it a training of a leader. Whatever that is a training necessary for God's servant.
所以，请那些说我只顺服神不顺服人的，请你们也要平衡一下。
So to those who just claim that I will only obey God but not man, please have a little balance.
今天神量给我们的领袖，除非他要求我们做违背神的事、违背道德的事、违背法律的事、违背良心的事，不然的话，我们都应该在主面前学顺服的。
Unless the God-ordained leaders ask us to do something that's immoral against the law or against God, otherwise let us try to learn to be obedient.
我们顺服他如同顺服主，像妻子要凡事上顺服自己的丈夫，如同教会在凡事上顺服基督，这都是圣经的话，不是我的话。
So let us obey our leaders as obey the Lord, just like wives should obey their husbands as if for the Lord. These all from the scriptures.
第二个，他是神所选召、被圣灵所膏、又蒙神悦纳的一个接棒的器皿。
And Joshua was a vessel who received the baton, called by God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, accepted by God.
我想我常常在做很多这个弟兄姊妹记得我们曾经有过一年的所谓的 AAA 的 servanthood training, 就是仆人门训。
A lot of us remember that we had a year of AAA servanthood training.
不是 AAA 保险公司哈，这个 AAA 是什么意思？
It's not AAA insurance company. What does AAA stand for?
记得吗？
Remember?
第一件事情，
First,
要 appointed by God.
Appointed by God.
神所选召的。
Appointed by God.
第二件事情，
Second,
要 anointed by God. 神所膏的。
Anointed by God.
第三件事情，
Thirdly,
要 approve.Unto God, 或者 by God, 是神所悦纳的。
Approved by God.
那你就发现约书亚在这里，神呼召他。我们先看我列的经文的第二个哈，就是在约书亚记第一章第一节到第二节。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要指示你的地方去。你发现摩西走了以后，神的呼召选召临到他。
After the death of Moses, then the calling of God came upon Joshua.
然后我们再读民数记27章18节到20节。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 18 to 20.
耶和华对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，这讲到 anointed by the Holy Spirit, by God, 他是神所膏的。
So Joshua is a man in whom is the Spirit. In other words, he was anointed by the Spirit.
你要将他领来，按手在他的头上，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。
And lay your hand on him, and you shall give some of your authority to him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient.
然后接下来我们读约书亚记第三章第七节。
And then Joshua chapter 3 verse 7.
耶和华对约书亚说，从今日起，我必使你在以色列人众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of Israel, that they may know as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
然后六章二十七节，耶和华与约书亚同在，约书亚的声名传遍传扬遍地。
Joshua chapter 6 verse 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道第一件事情，约书亚接棒的时候至少是40年之后了。
So one thing we have to know that Joshua received the baton at least after 40 years.
神要培养一个器皿其实是很花功夫的。
So actually it takes time and effort for God to raise up a leader.
你看你在河边捡到一个圆滑的鹅卵石，它可能经过几百几千年它才出来的。
When you pick up a pebble stone from a river bank, actually it probably takes hundreds and thousands of years to make it so smooth.
成为大卫可以用来的兵器，一个石头把哥利亚打下来。
So that it can become a weapon for David to shoot down Goliath.
那今天更不要说在神家里面要成为神合用的器皿，神不知道花了多少的功夫在这里塑造，在这里培养出一些他可以用的器皿。
Now today when God wants to raise up leaders, he has to spend so much time and effort in order to shape and build up this leader.
第一件事情我们看见是需要时间，需要连日的。
First of all, we see that it takes time.
第二件事情，
Secondly,
这个局面大到一个地步，连约书亚这样子的器皿他都承接不起。
But the situation at that time was so difficult that even Joshua could not take it on his own.
他心里面充满了害怕。
His heart was full of fear.
那你怎么知道他害怕呢？
How do you know that he was afraid?
因为约书亚记第一章第九节，神吩咐这个约书亚说：“我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强，要壮胆，不要惊慌，也不要害怕。”
Because in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, the Lord kept saying to him, "Did I not tell you, be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid?"
为什么能够不要怕呢？因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。
Why was he able to not afraid? It's because God promised that wherever he goes, God will be with him.
啊，这是 one of 我最喜欢的旧约经文之一。
This is one of my most favorite Bible verses in the Old Testament.
好像也有人很喜欢哈，在底下笑。
Some of you share that too.
啊，我们人生路上一定有很多的难处的。
Yes, we will encounter difficulties in the journey of our life.
有很多挑战的。
And there are many challenges.
所以你看约书亚记第一章有三个宝贝的应许。
So there are three precious promises in the first chapter of Joshua.
第一个在第三节说你脚掌所踏之地我都要照着所应许摩西的要赐给你为业。
So the first promise is that wherever you set your feet on the land, then I will give it to you as inheritance.
多么好的应许，好，我们等一下可能
会再回来看。
那第二个是第五节。
The second promise is at verse 5.
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
There'll be no one who will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
在人生的路上一定有难处的。
Yes, on this journey, there will be hindrances.
啊，仇敌的攻击，自己的软弱，人为的因素，或是其他的困难。
Whatever the difficulties might be, it can be from the enemies or from ourselves.
但是神应许我们，神也应许约书亚在你平生的日子没有一件事情可以挡得住。
But yet God also promised Joshua that there will be no one and nothing will be able to stand before you.
如果能够挡得住你，是因为我们自己的信心不够而已。
So if someone or something can stop us, it's because we are lack of faith.
所以我很喜欢达比弟兄的《基督是我们的满足》那本书第六篇讲信心。
So I like a little booklet that Christ is our satisfaction by Brother Darby, and then chapter 6, it says faith. It talks about faith.
他说在信心的道路上难处是真实的，可能是真实的。
He says, yes, indeed, we will have troubles and difficulties on the path of faith.
只有因着不信，它才会成为我们的障碍物。
But only the difficulties can be our hindrance if we are lack of faith.
难处一定有啊。
Yes, we will have difficulties.
不要说外面有很多难处，我们里面也有很多难处。
Not only outwardly we have difficulties, we also have challenges and struggles within.
只有我们对神的信心失去了以后，这个东西才会成为障碍物。
Only when we lose our faith in God, then such things can become our
hindrance. 什么叫障碍物？就是他把你真正的挡下来了。
What are obstacles that they can really stop us?
所以撒迦利亚说第四章说大山啊，你算得了什么？你在所罗巴伯的面前都要成为平地的。
So Zechariah chapter 4, it says, Who are you, great mountains? Before Zerubbabel, you will be leveled ground.
那难处一定有，小山、大山、大山都可能有。
Yes, we will have difficulties, we will have hills and mountains before us.
但是在一个有信心的人的面前他要成为平地。
But to someone who has faith, they will be leveled.
所以约书亚在承接这个的时候他里面害怕。
So when Joshua was about to inherit this commission, he was afraid.
但是你发现那个神那个体谅的爱哈。
But you can sense this tender love of God.
然后神趁着摩西还在的时候就叫摩西要把几份尊荣在众百姓面前就交给他，帮助他能够勇敢。
While Moses was still alive, God commanded Moses to lay hand on Joshua so that to give him some honor in front of the Israelites.
神在这里 也告诉他说这个神对他说他要帮助他，要让他在百姓面前能够尊大，从今日起我要帮助你。
And also God promised that from today I will begin to exalt you.
然后我们从约书亚记看见神用事实真实的同在，让约书亚的名声他的战无不胜能够帮助他能够 让神的百姓跟随他。
And in the book of Joshua we do see that God was faithful and then he used his presence to support and help Joshua. So Joshua was victorious all the way and his fame spread throughout the nation.
所以对你我今天所扮演的角色，神所托付的使命上，
So with regarding to our roles and also our commissions,
那个能不能承接，能不能承接的好，活出来的好，关键都不在外面。
Whether we can succeed and we can inherit the wealth, the key is not our situation.
关键在于我们里面，我们跟神的关系。
But the key is our relationship with God.
关键在于神的同在，神亲自的帮助。
And the key is God's presence and His help.
这个决定可以用在你们年轻人的生活一样，你们要申请学校，可能要买房子，可能要结婚，可能要干嘛，一大堆事情。
This is also applicable to our lives, daily lives, whether we want to apply for a school, for a job, or to buy a house, whatever.
到底你跟神的关系是什么？
So how is your relationship with God?
到底在你的遭遇里面，你能够清楚地知道神与我们同在，神在这里带领我们，帮助我们吗？
Are you sure that God is with you and that He's helping us in your circumstances right now?
所以一个老弟兄讲得很好，神的同在就是多数。
The elderly brother put it very good. It says, with God's presence, we are the majority.
在多丹的时候，这个仇敌要来围攻，但是伊丽莎说，求神开这个仆人的眼睛，让他看见整个山上都是火车火马，神跟我们同在。
So when Elisha was surrounded by the enemies, he prayed that God will open the eyes of this young man so that he can see that there are horse and chariots of fire surround them.
你外面眼睛看到的是只有我们两个人，一个小城，然后外面是敌人大军把城围起来了。
Outwardly, you may see that on our side it's just two of us, and then we are being surrounded by the great army.
那是一个太不相称的局面，那是不用打的，怎么可能？
The situation is so out of balance; it's impossible to fight the battle.
但是神的仆人却求神开这个少年人的眼睛，看见整个山上都是火车火马。
But yet, the servant of God prayed that God will open the eyes of this young man so that he can see all the fiery horses and chariots around them.
所以斯派克的这位老同工讲到这篇信息的时候，他说：“只要有神同在，就是 majority。”
So when the coworker of Brother Sparks delivered this message, he says, "With God's presence, we are the majority."
弟兄姊妹，你真相信吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you really believe?
明天要进公司，又要再去见你那个让你压力很大的老板，你能够相信与我同在的比他更大吗？
Now tomorrow you have to go back to work and to see the manager who gives you so much pressure. But do you believe that with God's presence you are the majority?
我们能够有力量接棒，我们有力量能够活出我们所接的棒子，在于神的帮助，神的高抹。
Whether we have the strength to receive the baton and also to live to fulfill the commission is it all depends on God's presence and His help.
第三个在这里说到他帮助神儿女们来承受应许。
And thirdly, that He helped God's children to inherit God's promise.
我中文是写英勇的领袖哈，这个对不起哈，这个太国语了哈。
And then he was a heroic.
这个英勇两个字在圣经没出现过，可是我想了老半天，我把它放进去啊。
The word was not in the Bible, but after much consideration, I put the word there.
因为英文也翻不出来，我特别去看你们英文怎么翻译。
And then we tried to translate it in English.
他们只能够讲他当英雄一样就是了。
We put it heroic as he was a hero.
英勇讲到智慧哈，讲到勇，讲到勇敢嘛，对不对？
So he was actually very wise and brave.
他不是匹夫之勇，只是勇敢而已啊。
He was not just with power.
他非常有智慧，而且是属天的智慧。
He was full of spiritual wisdom.
你看见他怎样处理他们中间的失败？
So you can see how he handled their failures.
你看他怎样处理他们的危机，你就知道这个人非常敬畏神，非常有智慧的。
Or how he handled their crisis, you can see that he feared God and he had a lot of spiritual wisdom.
他不是只是像张飞抓了刀就杀人的那种勇敢。
He was not just a valiant warrior, just kill people.
对不起，你们又听不懂了哈。他不是只是外面勇敢。
He was not just outwardly very powerful and mighty.
他是心中有智慧，他敬畏神。
He was full of wisdom and he feared God.
所以你看到众人都要这样子做，要那样子做，要把基遍人全部杀掉，但是他却不愿意得罪神。
When people were trying all kinds of ways to handle a crisis, he would not offend God.
今天这个局面是因为我们疏忽不警醒，我们自己犯的错，我们在神面前有我们的责任。
So when he handled the crisis with the Gibeonites, he says, "Today the situation we have responsibilities because we made mistakes."
他不是只是想马上快刀斩乱麻把问题解决，他乃是在神的面前照神的方法来解决这件事。
So he handled the crisis not just by getting rid of the trouble, but he feared God and handled it wisely.
他为神家得着了基遍人。
So, he let hold of the Gibeonites.
终身在神的殿里面服苦役劈柴挑水，但是他们却爱神的殿。
So they became laborers in God's temple, and they also love God's temple.
在以色列的国度时代，甚至被掳归回的行列里面，都还有基甸人在里面。你说到神，他为神家保守、保全了一般敬畏神的人。
So actually, Joshua reserved a group of people who are godly and fear God. Those are the Gibeonites.
你看一个人怎么解决困难，你就知道这个人的成熟度，你就知道这个人的生命如何。
So you can tell a person's maturity and his life situation by how they handle crisis.
你看一个人怎样处理自己的失败。处理危机，你就知道他生命如何，他跟神的关系如何。
So you can tell, pretty much tell, this person's life situation, his relationship with God by handling crisis and failures.
所以我们刚才讲到，神给约书亚三个伟大的应许。
So God has given Joshua three great promises.
帮助他去带领百姓承受迦南。
And then God help him to lead, the Israelites to inherit Canaan.
第一个，
First,
凡你脚掌所踏之地。神都要赐给我们为业。
God will give us, as our inheritance, whatever we set our feet on.
第二个，在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站得住，站立得住。
No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
这是何等的安慰啊，弟兄
姊妹。What a comfort that is.
我们只要在基督里，所有的经历都是我们属灵的产业。
So as long as we are in Christ, all of our experiences will become our inheritance.
我们每一天的生活都成为我们得产业的机会。
Then our everyday life becomes an opportunity to receive inheritance.
而且不管碰到什么样子的难处和仇敌，神已经应许我们，没有一个挡得住的。
Whatever is a situation.We encounter God already has promised that no one will be able to stand before us.
是的，在我们是不能，在神凡事都能。
Yes, with me it is impossible, but with God nothing is impossible.
第三个更宝贵哈应许。
The third even more precious promise.
就是无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。
Wherever you go, the Lord will go with you.
阿伯阿门啊。
Amen.
你看脸上带笑容的人不多哈。
We ought to rejoice for this promise.
你们听过我见证就知道，有一次大概在20多年前，我属灵上软弱到一个地步，我趴在我家客厅的地板上。
You have heard my testimony about 20 years ago when my spiritual condition was very low. I was so weak that I just prostrate on the floor of my living room.
我所有的力量都失去了，心里面非常的难过，非常的痛苦，非常的灰心，非常的疲倦。
I've lost all my strength. I was exhausted. I was discouraged. I was frustrated. I was tired.
我说我趴在地上，我连祷告的力量都没有了，想祷告的力量都没有。
I was flat on the floor. I did not even have strength to pray.
我就跟主说，主啊，你看着办吧，在这边有个死人哈。
And I just said to the Lord, Lord, you do whatever you see a dead person before you.
其实我这样子经历不光一次，很多次哈。所以如果你软弱的话，给你一点安慰啊。
So actually, this was not my only experience. I experienced this many times just to comfort you.
我就记得那天我趴在那里像个死人一样。
I remember that day I prostrate on the floor as like a dead man.
突然，约书亚记第一章这三个应许从我里面这样走过去。
All of a sudden, these three precious promises in Joshua just went over my head.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，都要成为你的产业。
Whatever you set your foot on will be your inheritance.
所有的经历都是神量过又量过要给我们的。
All the experiences that we go through, God has evaluated, has measured, and has considered before giving to us.
你说是化妆的祝福也好。
You may call them disguised blessings.
你说是隐藏的祝福也好。
Or you may call them hidden blessings.
反正就是神量了以后才领到的。
Because God has already calculated and measured before given to us.
第二个，平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
There'll be no one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
那天你们有一个不甘心。就是不甘心被挡下来。
That day I was just not willing to be stopped.
任何人如果绊倒了你，要不甘心被他绊倒。
If you ever get stumbled by someone, do not let that happen.
任何原因让你不能爱主，要不甘心让他让你不爱主。
If there's any reason that stop you from loving the Lord, do not be so willing to let it happen.
不管是 internet, 不管是电影，不管是任何的东西。
Whether it's internet or movie, whatever that is.
或者你的职业、你的工作，不要让任何东西拦阻我们。
Or your profession or your job, don't let them stop you.
第三个，神说到他要永远跟我们同在。
Thirdly, the Lord promised that He will be with us always.
你知道，当这些话从我里面像水流这样经过，我就好像一个萤火。 那么小的火在里面盘旋，开始烧，开始烧，开始烧，啊，那个冷淡的心逐渐又热起来了哈。
But these words flow through my heart, they warm my heart, like, and then gradually there's a little spark that come out.
等我爬起来的时候，判若两人。
As I get up from the floor, I was a totally different person.
我没有照镜子。我也不是往脸上贴金，我知道我脸上一定带着棺材。
I did not look at myself in the mirror, but I know I was sure that my face was glowing.
我就算百败，我还要百战，对不对
？Even if I failed 100 times, I would fight 100 times.
我们不要百战百败哈。
I'm not saying that we fight 100 battles and we lose all of them.
但就算我失败了，就算我软弱了，就算被仇敌弄灰心了，我还是要起来，因为我知道在我里面的主比世界更大。
Even if I got defeated by the enemy, but I will still rise up because I know that the Lord who is within me is greater than the enemy.
我的灵啊，要兴起往前。
My spirit rise up and move forward.
那我们读约书亚记11:15-23.
Let's read Joshua chapter 11, verse 15.
耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行。你看到了没有？一关一关传下来。
As the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. You see that the command is being passed on.
凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，摩西没有一件懈怠不行的。这样约书亚照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的一切话，请你把没有一件跟一切话都应该圈起来，这是讲到他绝对的顺服。
So he left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
夺了那全地，就按着以色列支派的宗族将地分给他们为业，于是国中太平，没有征战。
So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as inheritance to Israel according to the divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war.
他怎么样带领百姓承受产业呢？
So how did he lead the people to inherit the land?
他自己在主的面前是一个最好的信而顺服的榜样。
Because he was the best example and role model of trust and obey.
所以当他带领神的百姓跨进迦南的时候，
As he led God's people to enter into Canaan,
你知道这个对那种大能的勇士来说哈，
You know, for those mighty warriors,
当他一进到战场的时候，
As they enter into the battlefield,
当他一闻到仇敌的时候，
As they start smell the enemy,
当那个征战快要开始的时候，他全人沸腾的哈。
When the battle was about to begin, their whole heart,They become totally energized.
他整个人就想冲到战场里面，大大的这个厮杀一阵的。
They just want to dash into the battlefield and start fighting.
但是你却发现神带他们进了迦南地，第一场征战就不准他们打仗。
But yeah, the first battle after they enter into Canaan, the Lord would not allow them to fight.
第一仗打什么？
So what was the first battle?
打耶利哥
，The battle in Jericho，
高大的耶利哥，好强大的耶利哥
，A city with fortified walls。
我相信很多的勇士都已经准备好要打了哈。
I'm sure a lot of mighty men were ready to fight。
神说你们只准绕城
，But yet the Lord says only walk around the city。
一天一圈
，One circle every day。
到了第七天
，Until the seventh day，
绕几圈
？Circling the city，
通通13圈
，Seven times altogether 13 times。
要安安静静的在那里走。
Walk around the city quietly.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵征战的第一个功课要学的，就是单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
So this is the first lesson in spiritual warfare, is to simply trust and obey.
征战的胜败不在乎人多人少，乃在乎耶和华。
Because the victory is not with the numbers, but with the Lord.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠万军之耶和华。方能成事。
Not by might, nor by power, but by the Lord.
所以借着他们完全的顺服。
Through their complete obedience.
当他们一喊的时候，整个耶利哥垮下来。
As they started to shout, the walls of Jericho started to tumbling.
弟兄姊妹，这对人来说是太不容易的功课。
You know, this is a very difficult lesson for anyone.
对大能的勇士，像加勒跟约书亚来说，那是更难的功课。
It was even more difficult.For a lesson for Joshua and Caleb because they were mighty warriors.
明明 I can do it, 我可以做，我可以做得很好的。
Yes, they could do it and they could do it well.
我们已经等了40年了，就是进来要来征服迦南的。
For them, they've been waiting for 40 years to conquer Canaan.
神叫他们学忍耐。
But yet the Lord taught them a lesson of patience.
神叫他们学顺服。
And obedience.
神要叫他们学对神绝对的信任。
The Lord is teaching them to completely trust and obey the Lord.
加勒、约书亚本身做这个榜样。
So, both Joshua and Caleb were good examples.
而且不光这样，他们带领全家来敬畏神、侍奉神。
Not only so, they led the whole entire household of Israel to serve God.
你发现约书亚记二十四章十五节，他对百姓们最终的劝勉。
So, in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, we see the last exhortation for the Israelites.
你发现约书亚不光用他的行动证明他爱神，他跟神的关系。
Joshua not only proved that he loved the Lord with his actions.
他用他自己本身生命在这里见证他跟神的关系。
And he testified with his life, his relationship with the Lord.
他也用话语在这里帮助神的儿女们在这里见证他跟神的关系。
He also used his words to help God's people and to testify his relationship with the Lord.
所以二十四章十五节，我们一起来读，这是非常重要、很宝贵的经文。
Let's read this precious and important verse together.
说若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住在这地亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。他是说，你们要选要侍奉什么神，没有人可以勉强。Go ahead, make your choice.
He was actually saying that no one can force you to serve whoever God's you of your choice. So go ahead and choose for yourself.
是在大河那边呢，还是在这边呢？
Whether it's the gods on the other side of the river or on this side of the river.
是那时候从前的神呢，还是你今天新的偶像？
Is it the idols of the past or the idols of today?
很多时候我们胜过了从前的偶像，但是胜不过今天的偶像。
Oftentimes we will overcome the idols in the past, but we will not be able to overcome idols today.
我们从前在那里可以得胜，在那样子的环境里面我可以得胜，但是到了这边我不能得胜。
We might become victorious in that situation, but not this situation.
但是约书亚的宣告。
But yet Joshua proclaimed.
他说：“你们到底要侍奉谁？”
Whom do you want to serve?
不管是那里的、这里的、那时的、这里的、现在的。
Whether it's God's there or here or in the past or today.
他说：“至于我和我的家，我必定侍奉耶和华。”
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我今天没有空讲他底下属灵的传承。
I have no time to go over the spiritual inheritance.
但是圣经上告诉我们，他在的时候，跟他那当时一起在的长老们都在的时候，百姓们还敬畏神、侍奉神。
But yet the Bible tells us, while Joshua was still alive, and also the elders who were with Joshua were still alive, the Israelites served the Lord.
可是当他们都走了以后，百姓们就偏离了。
But after they passed away, God's people went astray.
所以我希望我们在座的父母亲，到底你要传什么给我们的下一代？
So parents, exactly what do you want to pass down to your next generation?
我要问教会的领袖们，也问我自己，到底我们要传什么给我们的下一代？
I want to ask the church leaders, including myself, what do we want to pass down to the next generation?
你有想过吗？有真正写下来过吗？
Have you thought about that? Have you written it down?
那我们所想传的、所想给的，我们到底有没有
？Do we have what we want to pass along？
如果我们没有的话，我们光想又有什么用
？If we don't have it, what good is it if we just think about it？
同样的，年轻的孩子们，我也请求你们要重视这件事情。
And young people, I ask you to pay attention to it too.
到底你从父母、从上一代、从教会里面，你到底得到了什么
？What have you received from your parents？From church,
你将来要拿什么东西再传给你的下一代
？What do you want to pass on to your next generation?
所以常常讲一代祝福，二代组织，三代堕落。
That's why they often describe a church saying that the first generation are the generation of blessing, and the second generation the generation of organization, and the third generation is falling.
第一代的人。知道神 know God 第二代的人 know about God 只知道关乎神的事第三代的人已经不知道了
The first generation know God The second generation knows about God The third generation do not know God
求神帮助我们
May the Lord help us
所以当我们现在再回到约书亚整个的人生我就结束他了
Let's go back to the life of Joshua and then we will conclude
这个人不光自己是一个大能的勇士
Not only that he was a mighty warrior himself
他整个的一生是为了神家而活着的
All of his life he lived for God's house
他帮助神的儿女们 在神的旨意上，在承受神的应许上，他们是一直往前，他们是属天道路的先锋。
He helped God's people to fulfill God's will and to inherit God's promises, and they were the pioneers.
不管是什么仇敌出来，他们过五关斩六将，就是带领神的百姓一直往前，一直往前，来承受神的祝福。
Whatever enemies that they encounter, they overcome it and continue to move on forward to inherit the blessings.
能够让神的旨意在他们中间通行。
So that God's will be fulfilled among them.
弟兄姊妹，我们也愿不愿意这样子的立定心志？
Are we willing to make up our mind?
让我这个人之所以活着，之所以还存在。
So that the reason for my existence,
我能够成为我周围人的祝福。
That I can become blessings to people around me.
帮助我周围的人在神的旨意上，在神应许的祝福上，我们都能够不断地往前。
So that I can help people around me to continue move forward to inherit God's promises.
更感谢神的，约书亚的名字在新约的希腊文其实就是 Jesus.
Actually, the name Joshua.It's the same as Jesus in the New Testament.
它是何西阿跟耶和华加在一起合起来的简称、啊、叫做 Joshua.
So Joshua is actually abbreviation of Jesus and Hosea.
今天在属灵上，耶稣是我们伟大的约书亚。
Spiritually, Jesus is our great Joshua.
他不仅仅把得胜的权柄、得胜的名赐给我们，让我们可以靠着得胜。
Not only that, he has given us the authority of the name that we can be victorious.
今天他也不光只是用圣灵膏了约书亚，今天圣灵内住在我们里面，成为我们得胜的生命和能力了哈。
Not only that, the Lord anointed Joshua, but actually the Spirit lives within us.It becomes the source of our strength.
让我们都起来跟着我们的约书亚起来打天下，好不好
？So let us all rise up and follow our Joshua to conquer the land.
十三章，神对约书亚说：“你年纪老迈，还有许多未得之地。
”In Joshua chapter 13, it says, "Now you are advanced in age, but there is still much land to be possessed."
所以十八章，约书亚就对百姓说：“你们单言不去得，要到几时呢
？”Then in chapter 18, He asked the Israelites, "Why are you still tarrying? How long will you delay?"
那我们今天都答应听到约书亚的呼召，我们起来跟随他。
Now today, let us hear the calling of Joshua and rise up and respond.
也让约书亚的生命见证和榜样在我们中间出现。
So that we can see the life and the testimony of Joshua in our midst.
我们请唱诗歌662首。
Let's sing the song 662. Let's stand up and sing.
我们唱两遍。
We'll sing it twice.
好主耶稣
喜乐一点，像个军队一样，
不要那么懒洋洋的唱。
约书亚在呼召我们，我们答应他，好不好
？Joshua is calling us, and let us respond to his calling.
靠主耶稣，你的神。
们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们有一分钟同声的祷告，你自己向神祷告。
Let's all pray together for 1 minute.
我们再一次把自己奉献给主。
Now let's once again consecrate ourselves to
the Lord. 我们愿意接受这位伟大的约书亚，耶稣基督亲自的率领。
Under the guidance of this great Joshua, Jesus Christ.
能够在神家成为大丈夫，为主刚强站住。
We want to be brave and stand firm for the Lord.
愿爱主的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
And those who love the Lord be like the rising of the sun in its strength.
Hallelujah. 我们同声祷告。
Hallelujah. Let's pray together.
Hallelujah.赞美你
Lord, we praise you.
今天早晨我们都再一次站在你的面前
This morning, once again, we're standing before you.
我们谢谢你亲自成为我们救恩的元帅
We thank you for being the captain of our salvation.
我们谢谢你在这里呼召我们起来征战
We thank you for calling us to rise up and fight.
我们谢谢你在这里提醒我们叫我们不要再单言
We thank you for reminding us that we shall no longer delay.
而让我们在属灵的路上在神旨意的路上让我们都不单言也不退
So that we will not delay or withdraw on this way.
除去我们里面一切的恐惧和害怕。
Remove all the fears and worries.
除去我们一切的单言和浪费。
And help us not to delay and waste time.
主啊，为神家兴起更多大能的勇士来。
Help God's house to raise up more mighty warriors.
能够帮助我们，帮助我们的下一代，我们都来承受你的应许。
To help us and to help the next generation to inherit your promise.
都能够照你的旨意成。就在我们中间
so that your will be fulfilled in our midst
让我们都成为彼此的祝福
that we will become a blessing to each other
让我们不管在哪里让我们都 make a difference 都能够带来不同
so wherever we are we will make a difference
主我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
你的加勒约书亚勇敢往前的灵赐给我们
please give us the spirit of Joshua and Caleb that spirit of courage
让整个神家在你面前蒙福
so the entire house of God be blessed
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.